Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Posted this on Instagram a couple days ago. The Apple faces longest sales drop in decades as iPhone sales slump. So Apple is confronting its largest sales decline in decades, attributed to the slump in iPhone sales. Various factors might be contributing to this downturn, including market saturation, intensified competition from other smartphone manufacturers, and ongoing global supply chain issues. The iPhone has traditionally been a significant source of revenue for Apple, and this decline might prompt a reassessment of the strategy or an exploration of new avenues for growth. The situation presents a notable development in the tech industry, and stakeholders will be keen to observe how Apple navigates this challenging period. So we've also saw Apple's stock decline last week, right? So you talk about Apple a lot as far as there's two stocks that everybody should have, in your opinion, and those stocks are Apple and Microsoft, right?
Yes.
But this is saying that Apple is facing challenges with its number one product, which is the iPhone. Mm-hmm. And we saw its stock drop a little bit last week. iPhone sales are slowing down. So should this be considered when people are thinking about investing in Apple for the next 10 years?
Hell yeah. Apple, I'm on y'all ass today. I'm usually an Apple Avenger and Apple advocate, and I still am. But I will say, and I think we all can agree, Apple needs extreme innovation in the iPhone. Mm-hmm. I think one of the main reasons why people are not, I think the iPhone 15 comes out in September.
Yep.
I haven't heard one person on earth be like, I can't wait for the 15 to drop. These like the Jordan 29. Shout out to everybody, Jordan, Michael Jordan, Jordan Brand, Marcus Jordan, Larsa, everybody. But I don't think anyone is looking forward to it. And even myself, like when I lost my phone in the ocean, I'm like, well, maybe I should get a 14 regular or go get a Samsung. And for the first time, I'm like, maybe I should go get a Samsung. So I think they need some innovative features in their iPhone, at least 15 features, because for the last, let's say, 12 years, Samsung has innovated and created some amazing features and benefits for their phone, and Apple will copy them 4 or 5 years later. Secondly, I think they need another Johnny Ive. They need a person that can create an amazing product that looks well, that's super innovative. Third, I think they need to make an aggressive push into healthcare, either with a partnership with Eli Lilly or acquiring a smaller player, because they need to start the hedge just in case that they lose that edge in the tech space. And I think because Tim is a great operator, he's not an innovator per se, but he's innovative in how he's done operations. I think Apple's gotten very comfortable. I'm not going to lie. Do I still think it's the greatest publicly traded stock of all time? Yes. A lot of the drop of last week was because of that credit rating, and they were at the top. They hit an all-time high, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. So they were bound to come down. But Apple has, for too long, has been lagging in their innovation, and they weren't, you're not really looking, like, I think they should have bought DJI a long time ago as well on the camera side for everyone who's making content, but you need more disruptive innovation there in their product line. It's just not there. Like, I feel like the last 5 iPhones and iPads have been generally the same. Services have done incredibly well, but if the product isn't amazing, the services business is going to fall apart. For all of my entrepreneurs, like, if you have an amazing design, product, innovation, I was reading they could have bought Midjourney a couple years ago and the parameters didn't work out well. That would have been a nice product for them to have in their suite to put into the iPhone. Mm-hmm. So I'll put it there. But I just think they need some drastic innovation, and they're not exposed too well to the enterprise side. So if I'm looking at it from a contrarian view of what they need to improve, those are the 4 or 5 things that they need to fix in order to be a better brand going forward to make me hold on for the next 10 years.
Yeah, I think you made a great point about they got comfortable, because when they got comfortable, the customer got comfortable. I know LaShai just mentioned a couple of things from competitors, but across the board, smartphone sales are down.
Yep.
And so I'm not sure if that's the biggest issue. We talk about the supply chain. We watched TSM go down. We saw AMD pull back a little bit. We saw Qualcomm pull back, and the reason was, it wasn't because of the supply, the demand. It was that they had too much, right? They had too much, and the demand has slowed down. And so that comfortability has led people to be comfortable as well. The person that has the iPhone 13 is not complaining that they need the 14.
Nope.
They're not going to be complaining that they need the 15 either, because, like you said, there is no disruptive innovation. Even now, when I looked at the preview for the new one, it's like, all right, this is cool, but my 14 does just the same
thing. The same thing.
Right. And so, like, that disruption is not there, which is an issue. But we can't, like, take out the fact that inflation has played a part in
it. Huge role.
Right. Because if I have to decide between getting a need or paying $1,500 for a cell phone, you're going to go with the need first. Right.
Yeah.
It's not a discretionary spend anymore. And so that plays a part in it as well. But like you said, there are some upsides. Right. If we look at the company, it pulled back, but it's still up 40% for the year.
Yeah.
We can't ignore that. You talked about the service side. That's up 21 billion. They make 21 billion just in services. And so that plays a part into it. And then, you know, we're looking at expansion. And so there was growth outside of just the United States. The cell phone
market has gone down for them in the United States, but it's 4% in China. It's gone up 4%. They've gone into India. They've gone into Indonesia. So it's kind of what we've been saying for the past month. It's like, yeah, they haven't had the innovative product. And so the new product is like, let's go take over more markets. And it's a slow process, but it seems to be the thing until the Vision Pro. The other thing with the Vision Pro is the price point.
Price point, yeah.
Right. So if you got a $1,500 phone and now you have a new innovative a piece of equipment that's going to cost $3,500, and when we're talking about the times that we're in, especially when we're quote unquote recessionary times, you have to take that into account. How many people can now afford that? You will have a population that will, but how many people will look at it as a product that they actually need to have? So they, you know, you got to take these things into account when you see Apple pull back like that.
Yeah, I mean, the last thing I'll say, am I down on the company long term? No.
No.
Apple, I mean, it made $38 million an hour this quarter. Like, so Apple is printing more money in a month than some companies would do in 6 months. So I still think it's incredibly in rare air, but sales are down 1.4% year over year. It guided lower. Macs are down 7%. Even with the MacBook and MacBook Pro, MacBook Air, I think some of the desire to why cell phones are down, it's going back to a utility type of product where you felt before you were getting something new. You can't, especially in a recession, you can't resell the same thing over and over again. Like even for me, and it's like 2.5 version of Stock Club, like there's 34 different things that I'm adding just because people need more bang for their buck. And Apple is like a luxury company. So when you have a luxury, yes, you can go take over more markets. But at some point, the product just needs to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had that innovation yet. And that's why I say I think you need a Johnny Ive. There was a huge divide in Apple, the corporation, between if it should be more efficient or if it should be more creative. Like Steve was the more creative person. Tim was the more the operation. You need both. Like, even when you guys see the rollouts for InvestFest and Market Mondays, and I know Joe Budden always criticized my little wrestling intros, you need both. I got tired of going to conferences on a Sunday and be like, here's how to invest in the S&P and get three. No, you need both. So they need more innovation. The product needs to be better. I want to be able to zoom into 100x and see the moon like the Samsung can. Like, we need to do more. So this is my outcry to Apple and everyone. On their board is like, please find someone who can create better products at a faster rate so that the sales can improve and be stable as we go into this time.
And the reason we talk about the iPhone sales, right, specifically when we talk about Apple, is because if you look at the revenue model, it's 50% of the revenue comes from the iPhone sales.
Yep.
So anytime there's a report that they've been declining like they have for the past three quarters, it's going to draw a lot of attention because it's a lot of revenue from the wealthiest company by market cap in the world. So we got to pay attention to that. Anything that starts to trend negative, like you said, is not beneficial. And so they got to figure out what it's going to be. And from what I've seen from the 15, I don't know. I think the fourth quarter is a strong quarter for them because of the fact that they released it at the end of September and now those sales, you know, go into the next quarter. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I mean, I'm sure the brand loyalty will be strong. We'll just see how many people are interested in having the newest product and the price point for it.
Yeah, everyone put in chat, what three features would you like to see put in an iPhone that would make you want to buy it?
Yeah, I think they said early next year, you know, we saw Google have their GPT product, and we saw obviously Microsoft with their GPT product. I think by the first quarter of next year, that might be something that they're trying to have installed inside of the newest phones. And so that might be something that's innovative. We already know what, you know, they had Siri, but this is something, a product that they admittedly said that they've been working on for the past 5 to 8 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, they it's not like they're behind the ball. They're just waiting for the opportune time to put it out. So we'll see. Maybe that's something that sparks.
I ask you guys this from a brand perspective. How long do you think you can get away by being a brand that drops features after your competition? It's worked thus far. I'm not worried about if it's worked thus far. I'm worried about if it can work for the next 10 years. Yes, we've seen legacy companies, IBM, PayPal, like some huge corporations that were dominant in a previous decade, the next decade not be able to keep up. And then here comes Elon. Regardless of the lack of efficiency I think he may have, You can't argue about him trying to innovate. Yes, he's misstepped, which rebranding Twitter and the X, and he's trying though. He's not resting on his laurels though, like the team with the executives at PayPal. So my fear is like, can they keep this lead? And we'll talk about Amazon later, because like Amazon in a few years has a chance to be the highest grossing revenue company of all time. You can't lose that lead. And like I said, if Bezos get off that yacht with that Latina and his wife, hey, and come back and run shop, because in a recession, Amazon, because you're not just competing against those in your class, you're competing against every brand in the world. Amazon is a formidable opponent for Apple as an investor. If they get a celebrity CEO that is trusted and that pipeline continues to be full, AWS continues to be a monster. If they lose that number two slot, and then we have Microsoft right on their tail. So.
All right. Well,